Ciao, buongiorno. Io mi chiamo Alessandro Casati. Io sono un CEO di Venetian Spring Water, Material and Social Entities. We are exploring contemporary solutions for future crises. Non com'era, non dov'era. The trajectory of this residence aims to enable all participants within a given space to activate the context of a true form, utilizing synergy as a form of liberation, and using the accelerated as a repurposed cannon to launch ourselves into the future of para-academic investigation and social and artistic practice. Grazie e ciao.
And now, a word from our government.
This is the first time in our nation's history that floor coverings have been used to protect the grass in the mall. That had the effect of highlighting any areas where people were not standing, while in years past, the grass eliminated this visual.
This is also the first time that fencing and magnetometers went as far back on the wall, preventing hundreds of thousands of people from being able to access the mall
as quickly as they had in inaugurations past.
Inaccurate numbers involving crowd size were also tweeted. No one had numbers, because the National Park Service, which controls the National Mall,
does not put any out. This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe.
Even the New York Times printed a photograph showing a misrepresentation of the crowd in the original tweet in their paper, which showed the full extent
of the support, depth,
and crowd and intensity that existed. These attempts to lessen the enthusiasm of the inauguration are shameful and wrong.
Photographs of the inaugural proceedings were intentionally framed in a way in one particular tweet.
Reached Melody Vocal Singer's office. This is Lisa, her secretary. Let me transfer you.
Hi, this is Melody Vocal Singer from UV. The Vanity Press is beyond excited to receive support and a platform to further expand dialogue in the public sphere. We have choreographed scores for the coming Mondays of the months of July and August 2017. We look forward to releasing our programming and feel fortunate to be featured in the most expansive canon on the Pacific Rim. Best, Web and Melody. The programming thus far is as follows.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Close your eyes and think big
and think and think and think and think and think.
Visualize. On Monday, July 17th, Garrett Coffey, Tad Fragler, Drew Connick, Dirk Diggler, and special guest Luke, performing the hyperreal in the framed and contextualized spectacle, while also investigating narratological narrative of fictitious realities. On Monday, July 24th, Clock Catcher, Freak Be Still, and Super Fool illustrate structural studies of repetition, disseminating fundamental pedagogy, melted vernacular, and Lucifer's lexicon. Relative progress or cultural change in complexity? You tell me. On Monday, July 31st, Metadate and Nicholas Phillips. The cultural modifiers that determine the other or the non-socially accessible. In conversation with painters making serial, self-aware, flash fiction feature films. And on August 7th, Dave Fuck, Davey Buck, Bo Simon, and L.A. Phil. Quality versus quantity. Cryptocurrency. Entheologists and young entrepreneurial business as mark-making. We look forward to sharing this with you.
ACT's conservatory, and this summer you can take many of the same classes I took, often from the same teachers. We've got full-time and part-time programs for adults, teens, and children. It could be the most fun you've ever had, and the biggest challenge. So call ACT today for an application at 771-3880. This summer, join us at the American Conservatory Theater. Hi, I'm Michelle Casey.